delighted to confirm that the Minister, Michael Mullion, has confirmed to me, I suppose I've had been in discussions with him, has my colleagues as well, locally. I know Minister McConnell Logan, Pat the Cope, and both have been engaging over the last number of weeks and months about the situation, about the capacity to accommodate the needs of the students and the children at Little Angels. And in fairness to the HSE, they have got agreement now with the department and to allow the four modular classrooms to be used now to accommodate the children that need to be accommodated now in September. And I think, first of all, I want to pay tribute to everyone involved in this journey. But I suppose my immediate thoughts are with the parents and the children. And I think it's been a stressful time for them. So today will be a huge relief for them. And I think what we need to do now going forward is we need to have a proper evaluation of the needs of the children going forward. And I think that will be done. The Minister is committed to doing this. So I think it's important. And he's a minister that works very, very hard, Michael Mullion. He's very genuine and passionate about the needs of these very special children. And I think if we all work together in a positive manner, it just shows what they can achieve. And I think this is evidence of that. So I'm delighted, really, for the families and the children on this occasion.
As you say, that's the relief of the stress now for the parents, but that long-term plan now is important as there is a growing need for places for pupils who have special educational needs.
There's absolutely no doubt about that. There's a brand new state-of-the-art purpose-built school about to be open in the next number of weeks. It's top class and it's really good, but I suppose the numbers have really increased. And one imagines that in 2018 there were 73 pupils and now there's 133. So it's very obvious there's a growing need, and I think we'll need to, I suppose, look at the need going forward. But there's a lot of people in this area that are very genuine and want to find solutions to it. And I think that's what we need to do going forward. But it's important that we have the best facilities in place. So, I think that will happen, and I think it can happen. And maybe at times like this is something we can learn from going forward.